You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Governor Evers' administration withdrew its outline for a new emergency rule yesterday to manage the COVID-19 pandemic after it was dismissed by Republicans. Here's the governor talking with reporters yesterday.
The Republicans made it very clear that they don't believe a statewide approach is the right way to go at this point in time, and they also don't believe that any restrictions are advisable at this time. So that kind of narrows it down.
Do you think decisions should be left to counties to decide, or should there be a statewide emergency rule? What are you seeing in your community as to how people are social distancing and how businesses are responding? Be part of this at 800-642-1234. Danielle Kading is a Wisconsin Public Radio reporter based in Superior. Danny, welcome back.
Good morning, Kate.
And Corinne Hess is here, WPR reporter based in Milwaukee. Corey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So let's start in Milwaukee, Corey, where a stay-at-home order is still in place in Milwaukee, and I understand there isn't an end date at this time.
No, there's not. The Milwaukee plan is called Moving Milwaukee Forward, and it was put into place as soon as the Supreme Court ruled last week.
What does this order entail? What can Milwaukeeans do and can't do?
Well, it still keeps restaurants and bars closed, so they are only open for carryout. But salons and tattoo parlors can open with restrictions. Some gyms in the suburbs are also opening up. The Milwaukee County plan is similar to the city's, so restaurants and bars are closed. Salons are opening up slowly. It's still pretty restrictive. But some businesses are starting to reopen.
And we heard Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett yesterday say Milwaukee police intervened, issuing quarantine orders for some people who tested positive. What happened there?
Actually, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, Danny, let's start with you here. After, you know, the ruling, what did you see in northern Wisconsin?
Well, a number of northern counties came out with plans, but they didn't go so far as to issue any local orders, any stay-at-home orders. Basically, counties like Douglas, Burnett, Ashland, Bayfield, they've all asked people to follow recommendations that have been put out by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, according to the industry that they serve. So they're just asking people to do a lot of the things or take a lot of the precautions that we've already been doing. Things like, you know, staying home if you're sick, minimizing contact with people, wearing masks, and minimizing travel. So that's a lot of what they've been asking people to do up here in northern Wisconsin.
Well, northern Wisconsin is a big chunk of space. Are there regional differences that you've noticed at all?
Yeah, a couple. In the Bayfield and Ashland area, the number of chambers came out yesterday with this Ready and Open campaign to let visitors or residents know that they're taking precautions to limit customers inside and lines outside of their businesses to prevent the spread of the disease. And then also Ashland, Bayfield, and Washburn counties have issued travel safer advisories for people who may be coming up. You know, they're asking them to check in with the local rules and respect what safety measures businesses have in place, and also keep track of where they go in case there is an outbreak in the area. And that's pretty important, you know, with the Memorial Day weekend coming up.
Yeah. Corey, how about you? How are political and business leaders reacted in Milwaukee to the local stay-at-home order when the Milwaukee suburbs, they do have a stay-at-home order, but I understand that will go away around Thursday?
Yeah, you know, it seems like in the Milwaukee suburbs, everyone's reacted a little bit differently. So right away, all of the suburbs kind of band together, put out this stay-at-home order, and already we're seeing some have stepped back. So Franklin and Cudahy already have stopped theirs. It will go away on Thursday. And so it is going to create a little bit of I'm not going to say problem, but an issue, because the city of Milwaukee is going to still have theirs and just, you know, blocks away. Others aren't going to. So, you know, I don't, it's not really a political thing here, but it is just, it's going to be different because people are going to be able to go to a bar and then in one neighborhood and then not in another neighborhood. So I think people here are kind of confused a little bit about why they can in some areas and can't in others. And also, like Danny was saying, just kind of trying to be cautious about, you know, wear your mask and still try to respect boundaries and social distancing.
We're discussing the pandemic with WPR reporters based in opposite corners of the state. Corrine Hess there in Milwaukee and Danielle Kading in Superior. With your thoughts on what's happening in your community, in your neighborhood, what are you seeing after the state Supreme Court struck down the statewide stay-at-home order? Are more people going to work? Do you see more cars on the road or in parking lots? What are your observations? Join in at 800-642-1. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Danny, are you seeing more cars in store parking lots or more foot traffic around businesses?
Yeah, I'd say it's mixed. You know, over the weekend when I was in Superior, places like Menards and Aldi's had parking lots that were packed. And there were some bars and restaurants that were opening, doing dine-in. Others are staying closed because they say they need more time to prepare, get things ready for the Memorial Day weekend.
Corey, in Racine and Kenosha last week, state health authorities, they had reported surges in positive tests for COVID-19. Do we know more about those outbreaks yet?
Well, you're right. There are surges down there, and it looks like, I was just looking at the numbers yesterday, they're just going up and up. I mean, I had done a story a week ago about that, and when I looked at the numbers yesterday, I mean, the numbers are kind of incredible at how fast they're going up in Racine and Kenosha. At the same time, they don't have any stay-at-home orders in either of those places. And I talked to the owner of a pretty iconic bar and restaurant in Kenosha called the Broad Stop. They reopened on Friday afternoon and they were just packed all weekend with people. So, and they're right on the border of Illinois, which has many more coronavirus cases than Wisconsin does. And, you know, in talking to her, she said that she can't really be scared of the virus anymore because she needed to reopen her business. I mean, they were really starting to suffer by having the business closed. So, I mean, I think for a lot of these business owners, they had to choose, once the safer at home was lifted, to reopen because they were suffering.
Yeah, it's a difficult decision there. We have WPR reporters Corrine Hess there in Milwaukee, Danielle Kading in Superior, talking to us about what they're seeing in their areas. The Department of Health Services on Monday withdrew a proposed rulemaking document that recommended a phased-in reopening of businesses. So do you think businesses should stay closed even without a statewide stay-at-home order, or do you think they should open up? How are you now under a countywide or a citywide stay-at-home order or another order that requires social distancing and limits business operations? Do you know what is being enforced where you live? Be part of this at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. It's a morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. If you're just joining us, we're getting a read around the state as to how social distancing is playing out. Comes a day after Governor Evers said he won't submit a new statewide stay-at-home order and phased reopening proposals in response to COVID-19. His attorney called on the legislature to write and approve its own plan. Do you plan on resuming your pre-pandemic routines, or will you continue to shelter in place? Did you visit a restaurant after the Safer at Home order was lifted? How did you feel about it? We're at 800-642-1234. We have WPR reporters Danielle Kading, who is in Superior, and Corrine Hess, who is in Milwaukee, and they stay with us. Let's take a call now. Susan is joining us from Marinette. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hi. What have you noticed?
Well, I'm really concerned about the local government. We have Marinette Marine here, and it's a big company, and there were reported cases of COVID-19, and yet the local government isn't giving out any kind of guidelines. They are refusing to put out anything. I've noticed in the local grocery stores the lack of gloves and face masks. I've seen people working around food that have coughed and with no mask on. It just seems like it's all for nothing. You know, like, I'm older. I worry about my own health. And it just seems like, you know, people don't take it seriously.
Have you changed how you go about your life? Are you still sheltering in place? Are you venturing out?
I work, and I do go out. I'm very careful. I wear a mask and gloves. I know some people seem irritated over that. I had one person come up to me and ask me why I'm wearing a mask, because it's not Halloween. And I just think, you know, I mean, if you want to play fast and loose with your life, that's one thing, but don't do it with mine.
Danny, Susan, thank you. Danny, what have you noticed about mask wearing in parts of northern Wisconsin?
I would say, again, that it's mixed. Mm-hmm. I would agree with her that I have also seen businesses where you're not seeing people using masks. And as you know, the masks are intended not to protect you, but to protect others from you if you have the virus. So, I don't know if it's a question of access to resources or just people maybe not taking those precautions, but, you know, local health officials have said that this is stuff that we want you to follow. And if we have any problems related to this, that we're going to issue more restrictions.
Corey, what are your observations about mask wearing around Milwaukee?
I agree that it's mixed around Milwaukee. You know, when you're at the grocery store and other stores, it has been mixed. That's what I've noticed. You know, there are some places in Milwaukee that require masks now. So I don't know if it's like that by you, Danny, but we do have some stores that do require them.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like the bigger stores, they obviously are requiring them, but I'm not seeing that from like grocery stores, some of the more local. But, you know, they're definitely encouraged, and a lot of people have, you know, taken to wearing either cloth masks or scarves or, you know, kind of improvising.
Well, let's take another call now. Chris is joining us from Adams this morning. Hi, Chris.
Good morning. I worked in restaurants in a variety of circumstances for 25 years. And for anybody who thinks, because the image we're getting is of table space 6 feet apart and people, you know, servers wearing gloves and masks, and it's all sanitary and they're cleaning and everything. For anybody who has never been in a restaurant kitchen, and the tightness of the circumstances and the chaos that goes on back there, what you're doing by going into a restaurant is you are putting every employee in that restaurant at very, very horrible risk. And if an employer decides to open their restaurant, that employee has a choice of quitting their job to save their life or going off their unemployment compensation to go back to work and risk their life. And that's unfair. My recommendation to people who want to eat out is to wait. Go buy yourself a gift certificate or a card or whatever it is and give the restaurant tour some money for right now to get through this and make a list of the people who are being responsible. And
Chris,
I also wouldn't.
Yeah, Chris, thank you for the call. Corey, you know, how are restaurants adjusting? Because as Chris mentions, you know, the kitchens are tight spaces.
Like I said, here in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County, our restaurants and bars are still closed. They're just open for curbside pickup. I did talk to a gentleman last week who works at, he's a chef in Waukesha County, who said actually just what Chris said. He's eager to get back to work because he needs the money, but he's also afraid for those very reasons. His employer is taking it slow. Waukesha County is open, and so his employer can reopen, but they're taking it slow for those very reasons, because kitchens are tight and there would be a lot of people together, and just the whole idea of working around food and all those people, and they're just not sure how that could spread the virus. I mean, he said that, you know, there's too many unknowns right now for them to reopen.
Talking about the pandemic with WPI reporters in opposite corners of the state, Corrine Hess is here in Milwaukee, Danielle Kading in Superior. Let's take another call now. Chris is joining us from Port Wing with observations. Hi, Chris.
Hi. Thanks for the good show. It's a very challenging situation. I've really supported the governor's cautious approach to try and save lives and keep the number of hospitalizations down. But what the Supreme Court has done now in my region up by Port Wing is just throw the doors open. I took a quick drive on Saturday just to see who had opened up with my windows up, and the bars are open. Now, in Port Wing, there's two bars, and they're small. You're never going to have social distancing. The cars were lined up there. They were basically wide open. And I'd like to know, honestly, how do you wear a mask and have a beer with your friends? This is just not happening. When I went to Iron River to get groceries a week and a half ago, 5% of the people out wore masks. And I think what we're just going to see is a health emergency go nuts, and it's going to last a lot longer because we didn't take our time and we weren't cautious.
Chris, we appreciate those observations where you are in Port Wing. Let's go to Rob now in Radisson. Hi, Rob.
Yes, my comment is, it seems to me that the citizens that refuse to use their common sense can only blame themselves, because they have been informed by our governor of what is proper and safe public practice. And I commend Governor Evers for his input and leadership for safety's sake.
Rob, thanks. Danny, it sounds, as Rob is saying there, that people have the tools that they need in order to stay safe. Are you hearing that sentiment where you are?
Yeah, like from the local health officials, they're saying just follow the same guidelines that everyone's been following up until now. And even some health officials, like the State Health Services Secretary, have recommended not to dine in or go to bars and restaurants. That's a difficult thing right now. They're encouraging curbside pickup. But, you know, a lot of these businesses have been waiting a long time to open up and are struggling. So I understand that it's a difficult situation. But, everyone is recommending that you should follow those social distancing, take precautions. You know.
Danny, how much access do people in northern Wisconsin have to COVID-19 testing sites?
Well, I mean, that was part of like the expanded testing that we saw with the National Guard, where there were several rural sites that were set up where people could access testing. So they could get there if they had transportation, but that can be an issue sometimes for people living with disabilities. And, you know, how do you get to a rural site? But also like the timing of the announcement of these community testing sites, getting the word out in time, and confusion over who might have been eligible to be tested probably caused issues with who and how many people were able to access testing recently. Yeah. You know, some people were saying that they didn't feel sick enough to be tested, or that they weren't feeling sick, so they weren't tested. And we know people can have the virus before they even start having symptoms. So,
Corey, what have you seen in the free testing sites in Milwaukee launching last week?
Well, when they first opened, there were lines that 3 hours long for people to get tested. People are still getting tested here in Milwaukee. Lines aren't as crazy as they were, but they've been very popular. There's two sites here in Milwaukee, and people are definitely getting tested. I think what Danny said was important. There has been a little bit of confusion over who should get tested, and people aren't sure if, like she said, if they're sick enough and should be getting tested. I think as these sites have been open now a week, people are starting to understand that they can go get tested and just find out if they have the virus. There is one thing, though, that some people thought is that they could get the antibody test. And people who I talked to at the sites were disappointed to learn that that's not what they were getting.
Corey, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Corrine Hess is a WPR reporter in Milwaukee. And Danny, thank you for being here.
Thanks very much, Kate.
Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter in Superior. Coming up, we check in on how libraries are doing. And that is after a news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.